The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk. And there's a lot of talk and a lot of news this week.
Too much, like overwhelmingly.
So, so thank you. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. And you can check us out on all platforms. We're available everywhere. Also, give us a follow, subscribe on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
Because we will be having more Blackpink videos soon enough come LA, the last US part of their tour.
Yes,
this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh, I cannot wait. Anyways, and we might actually have a little bit of anime talk at the end of this. Surprise, surprise. But we do have a lot to cover. I'm looking at our itinerary.
Yeah.
And yes, Haley's sighing for a good reason. This is like, could probably be a 4-hour show, but of course we will not let that happen. We'll condense it down, make sure it's 1 hour-ish, if not hopefully less. Yes, let's get started. So Treasure, YG's boy group.
Yep.
They're down. 2 members.
Yeah. Shocking news, but kind of expected a little bit because the 2 members, Mashiho and Yedam.
Mashiho sounds Japanese.
He is
Japanese. A Japanese member? Okay.
Yeah. They were on hiatus for a bit, so they haven't been promoting with the group. Oh. They weren't in the new album that came out.
Oh.
Because, they went on quote-unquote a break because they needed time away from it. Ooh. So YG gave that to them. But then, was it last week? YG officially announced their departure from Treasure.
So they're down to, what is it? How many members?
10 members now.
Okay.
The reasoning behind their quote-unquote, they wanted to leave, basically, is Mashiho is known for having a lot of health problems. He has anxiety and then it's just not good for his mental health, basically. So he wanted to take time to take care of himself, which is understandable, honestly, because you need to take care of your mental health. And then Yedam, he's the one that actually writes a lot of songs for the group.
Okay.
And he's done songs, I think, for Icon before too, and Winner. He's a writer.
Wow.
And producer.
He actually wrote songs for Icon. So a Gen 4 idol was writing songs for a Gen 2 group. That's insane.
So he wants to break away from the group and concentrate more on that.
Oh,
aspect.
So focus on producing and writing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So even though they're down the 2 members, and obviously it's really sad for the people for the Treasure Makers that, you know, stand this group.
Right. Especially
then,
those 2 members.
So. Yeah. There's still 10 left. So, I mean, there's still plenty.
Hopefully
to choose
that
from.
Wasn't your bias and your record.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know.
But
it seems like it's a good opportunity for Yedam. And then for Mashiho, he has to take care of his health, you know?
Yeah, for reals. So, well, hopefully he gets better, and hopefully we get to hear songs by Yedam. Because I'm sure we will then.
I'm sure. And then if you remember, he was actually on the Stray Kids survival show, but he was really, really young. I think he was like 13.
He's like the trainee, like one of the trainees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty insane. So he definitely has some talent. Mm-hmm. It's like, reminds me of like... Like what? Woozy is like one of the big producers for 17.
Yeah, so I'm sure you'll see him
writing. So it's kind of a big loss still at the same time.
I know.
But at least, as long as he stays in YG, and I'm sure is helping, you know, work there. He has probably a different job now.
Yeah, probably. Within YG. I'm not too sure, but yeah.
Next we have a follow-up to be continued from, I think maybe a podcast or two ago.
Yeah.
Omega X. The saga continues.
Oh my goodness.
So, brief history was Omega X was that group that had to pay for themselves to go back home to Korea.
Yeah.
Because, like, the CEO was, she's basically a bitch kind of
thing. She's freaking crazy.
Like, nuts and a bitch. So.
So she, like, basically the company and then the CEO just, like, kind of canceled their flights.
And stranded them.
And stranded them in LA.
Here.
Yeah.
So they
had to use their own pocket money to fly back to Korea.
So more stuff, I guess, happened. Like, I guess more light was shed on the whole situation, what was going on.
Because
there was already, like, some rumors about some bad stuff going on.
Right.
But Haley somehow caught up and found some stuff that went on. You want to tell us what you found out?
Actually, this morning, they had a press conference for Omega X to come forward with what was actually going down with the CEO. So if you guys don't know, the CEO is actually female. And of course, like, she's a lot older. And then Omega X is like a young group of men. Oh, like boys. Some of them, like, I think,
a lot
are like
older.
Under...
Is she like a grandma?
No.
I'm trying to imagine.
She's
that'd
like
be funny if it's like a
probably
granny.
Like 40s or something like that. Okay. I'm not too sure. But so like obviously they're pressing charges against her. And then they're also terminating their contract with Spire Entertainment.
But there's a reason why they're pressing charges, because Haley told me some shit that happened right before we recorded this podcast. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's so really bad. So, like, a lot of the members were sharing, like, their stories at the press conference of what happened behind closed doors. So, Jaehan, one of the members, he said, after practice was over, the CEO Kang called me and forced me to drink. So a lot of the members are actually underage, too.
Yes.
They can't even drink yet. She's forcing them to drink, to, like, get drunk and stuff.
That's insane. Okay.
And then he also said sexual harassment was also involved.
Of course. If she's making them drink underage, you know this is going to get a little hot and spicy.
She touched my face and hand and put her hand on my thighs.
I do that to all my guy friends, too.
After drinking, she called me through KakaoTalk. She lashed out by saying that if we are going to continue to be idols, we have to crawl. So basically, she was, like, blackmailing them, it sounded like.
Oh.
And she even, like, threatened, like, oh, I'm going to murder you, like, if you don't do so-and-so.
That is more than just blackmail. It's like,
yeah. And then...
she gave him death threats. Her own,
yeah, she gave
her own
death
idols.
Threats. And then the guy continued to say, like, we only want us to be respected as people who love music. So obviously they were treated like fucking shit and sexually abused.
That's nuts.
And verbally abused, too, because there were videos, too, where she was, like, yelling and screaming at the members, too.
Well, yeah, of course. If she's doing all this other stuff, 100% that's definitely happening.
Yeah, so they're obviously pressing charges, rightfully so.
I wonder if they're because wasn't it, I think she was, like, here in the U.S. too,
yeah, I'm not too sure. I don't know too much.
Because,
like,
I'm curious if it's like they're going to press charges like in Korea or here in the U.S. I don't know. But either way, yeah, I'm glad
something's getting done. She's fucking crazy. Like, does she not, like, she probably thought, what, they're not going to, like, speak up because, like, being an idol is everything?
Seriously, she's insane, obviously. Not right in the head.
Yeah, it was sad, though, because I watched, like, part of the press conference and the members were, of course, like, crying. Poor things.
Well, at least they're, you know, at least they're, I guess they reported it.
Yeah.
And they're hopefully going to get help, you know.
I know. Hopefully, like,
justice-wise and,
justice,
like,
for
emotionally.
Omega X. Because I feel like, hopefully they can continue as idols and, like, be picked up by another company. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. it's possible.
Yeah.
So. But one step at a time, and at least we're at this step where it's like, you know, it's kind of out there now.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll get, you know, their justice and everything like that.
Because it's probably continued for, like, I don't even know how many, like, years, and they're just coming forward with it now.
Yeah. But they probably, you know, they probably couldn't hold it in any longer. No, that's insane, all this stuff. All that. Well, it's not even, quote unquote, right now, it's allegations, right? But that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Let's see. We do have a few other... Oh, this is actually... Man, we have a lot of Hybe stuff. But before the Hybe stuff, one of our other Gen 4 groups from, like, one of the smaller companies from High Up, Stacy, they finally released their Japanese music video and single, Poppy. Did you listen to it yet, or have you had
no,
a chance?
No, I haven't.
It's very Japanese, like, looking like the aesthetics. It's, like, really, like, I guess, quote-unquote poppy. Mm-hmm. And, like, one of our friends was saying that it kind of reminded him of Twice, too.
Oh, really? I forgot
what I was saying in the group chat. Yeah, but, yeah, it kind of does. I definitely get that Twice vibe. And it's different. It's kind of interesting hearing them, you know, do the Japanese thing. Because, you know, we're kind of used to, like, with Twice and... You know, Stray Kids, BTS.
Right, but
has
I
theirs.
Feel like every single it'll K-pop eventually group happen.
So
has
like
Japanese.
Exactly. So now they finally, you know, they finally open their door to the market, the Japan market, and I hope they do well. Cause, especially because you know, we're Swifts ourselves, so excited for them. That literally came out today, this morning, of this podcast. So that's like
November
16th.
Oh, never mind. Just kidding. I was like, I'm reading a different thing.
Anyways.
Oh, it's November 16th already? Damn. What the
yes, because Blackpink is in a few days.
Dude.
Also, okay, we do have a lot.
What about their two-year anniversary?
Yes.
That one's at November 12th, guys.
That one is the November 12th thing. Yeah, so happy two-year anniversary. Because, you know, I just want to see them again. Because we had a lot of fun, too, when we saw them at KCON.
They'll probably come back eventually for an actual tour. Like, or showcase, probably.
Possibly showcase, that's true. Le Sserafim, now that we're back into Hybe, Le Sserafim also dropped a music video. There's a lot of stuff that was getting dropped, actually, within this past week.
Yeah.
Impurities. Actually, it was one of my favorite songs from their mini album, from Antifragile, along with Good Parts. I really love Good Parts. It's pretty good. So Impurity is really good too, like the choreo is very sensual, and I love those music videos. Like, it reminds me of Save Me, like,
oh, where it just
it's not one, it's not one shot like Save Me, but then yeah, like it's just like a choreo music
choreo
video. So that was super good. I really like the choreo, and they obviously do really well. Cannot wait, because they will there was an official announcement by Hybe. They will be touring in the U.S. 100% next year.
I'm guessing it's going to be a showcase. They can't fill out.
I do not know.
I don't think they can fill out a stadium.
I don't think
yet.
So either. But if they do showcase, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Oh, it could be quote unquote a concert, but then be put in like the YouTube theater, like TXT.
Yeah,
there's like smaller,
possible. There's
right?
smaller venues, like, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
So. I think. Plus, you know, the interesting thing is whenever they have groups tour here for the first time. It's always like that's how they kind of gauge the popularity, right? Like, they're kind of like trying to see how fast it sells out.
Right.
They sell out.
Quote, like, unquote, sell out.
See, like, yeah, exactly. And then it's mostly because
scalpers.
Mm-hmm. But then look what happened with aespa. Like, SM got too comfortable. They're like, oh, man, like, it sold out. Let's make a second day.
Yeah,
and then that second day was, like, really bad. It did not fill up.
Like, the higher tiers didn't fill at all.
Like, even
it was
they closed the whole upper area, which was open and filled up. The first day, the second day was like empty. Plus, they put it on a Monday. It's like, why put it like it? Maybe would have done better if there were both weekend days or like a Friday,
right? And it was so last minute. It's just like
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. But hopefully, we're gonna get something. And I'm just glad I'm gonna be able to see them too, because I've been enjoying them a lot too, and been following them for a while now too. Oh, and another Hybe news. Looks like NewJeans, they haven't dropped anything new yet, but they have a new album coming up soon titled OMG.
OMG.
And it will be released January 2nd, so it's coming up soon. So it's going to come, that's our New Year's present from NewJeans. They were also going to debut a special winter song on December 19th. So that's going to be like in a month already.
I'm looking forward to like all the different groups gonna release like Christmas.
Yeah, I think even IVE has something in December. I'm not too, like, I forgot. I haven't seen anything more about that, but I remember hearing or reading something about that. I'm just really excited because I think New Jeans has put themselves on the map. They've kind of like established themselves for like, you know, how good the music is. Like, you see all these idols dancing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. That's part of one of the news too. Let's talk about that really quick. So a lot of idols have been dancing to New Jeans, like Hype Boy
specifically.
And that includes, I mean, we really talked about the military idols like SF9.
Right.
But actually their own, within their own agency. So Hype had like, it was like TikTok dance videos, right? Was it TikTok? Or was it IG? Was it just IG?
I don't know. I don't know.
But did you see the one in Hypen?
That was Hype Boy?
Was it? Was, or am I?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Is it? No. The Enhypen one was like, it's for Run BTS.
Oh, Run BTS.
I'm like, wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. No. I'm like, wait a second. They probably danced that too, but
the only people that had danced it recently was at the Stray Kids concert.
Oh, I got flipped around. Yeah, I was thinking that, oh, I'm like, wait, what New are you Jeans talking danced. About? I'm talking, New Jeans danced to other groups.
Yeah.
Within Hype.
I'm like, there's no Hype Boy one. Not recently.
So New Jeans, like, danced, like, there was, like, Higher End Dancing with Yunche from, like, Anti-Fragile. But, yeah, that big one was, you're right. It was, like, Hype, different groups from Hype were dancing for BTS.
For Run BTS.
Which
yeah.
we will talk definitely more when we get into our BTS and Stray Kids stuff. I totally forgot what I was going to talk about. But, yeah, super excited for New Jeans because we all are expecting good music already.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope that, you know, it doesn't go down from here. Because that's possible. It happens.
Hopefully not.
But hopefully not. It looks like they're in good hands so far, whoever the producer is. I forgot her name. But she, like, also was a producer, like, in SM or something. But, yeah, obviously, Hype Boy and Attention are, like, game changers, like, everywhere. ATEEZ also just, I think they finished up their concert. Their tour,
US,
right?
For US?
For the US.
Yeah, they're pretty wild. I've been seeing so many freaking videos from their U.S. concert, and I feel like everyone wilds out in the freaking U.S.
What is, like, what was ATEEZ's, like, tour name? Do you remember?
Break the Wall?
Are you sure it wasn't Thunder Down Under? Because literally, it looked like Thunder Down Under.
Like, oh, my God. I was like, was it? The Magic Mic?
The Magic Mic kind of stuff. Yeah, there's some crazy videos. So, looks like Haley said, something about the U.S. air or water.
Makes all the idols go crazy, honestly.
I mean, shoot.
They let loose.
Whenever you say that, I always think of those videos of Sana and Dubu in Oakland.
Right.
Oh, God. Yes. More of that, please. What am I talking about?
I don't know. ATEEZ.
I'm just kidding. ATEEZ, sorry, Sana, and I saw it in my head. You got hypnotized by the hips. ATEEZ, like, what was really cool, though, was they actually had their trainees from their group. From their agency, sorry. Mm-hmm. I guess they're called KQ Fellas, too.
So did they go to every single concert with them?
I think they did.
Mm.
Which is really good. I mean, that's a good way to market your future, like, groups, get them out there.
I haven't seen any posts about that.
Yeah, that's the sad part. Because I've heard about it.
No one posted
about it. But I haven't seen posts.
So that's why I was like, did that actually happen?
If we look it up, we probably have to actually look it up ourselves. You know, it's probably not going to just show up on our feed. But if that's the case, man, JYP should have been doing this with, like, NMIX, you know, with all the Twice Encore, Stray Kids Encore.
I feel like they don't need it.
Oh, because JYP, the agency, is already big enough?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say that. But it definitely does help marketing-wise.
It does,
because
I
think NMIX,
like,
isn't as strong as they expected them to be, because it's a JYP group, you know what I mean?
It's true, but I feel like they went to KCON, so I feel like a lot of people discovered them from that as well.
Especially because they danced to 17.
Right.
That was awesome. That was actually one of the really cool things. I'm about to cough off screen, so Haley, talk.
So going on to your girls, Lovesick girls, and specifically, there was some random thing on The Simpsons. We haven't been keeping up with The Simpsons episodes, but he saw something posted on, like, a Blackpink fan page.
And Jisoo found out Jisoo reposted it on her IG story. So, The Simpsons were actually, like, there's, like, a little K-pop, I guess, like, scene.
This isn't
like Lisa listens to it. What were we gonna say?
I was like, this isn't the first time that The Simpsons have mentioned K-pop before. Remember?
No, because they had Jungkook, right?
Yeah. They love. I'm
what
guessing
to
like
the
some of the
one, if you want
oh
to tell
Cletus. I don't remember. But then I think it was like Cletus was saying like, oh, like you have to be as handsome as Jungkook or something. I don't remember the specifics of it, but so, yeah.
This one is Lisa Simpson was like saying that she listens to K-pop,
and Homer was pretending that he knew what she was talking about, I guess.
But then he kind of did, because yeah. I don't know what the hell is going on in the scene. They turn on the radio or something, and Lovesick Girls by Blackpink was playing, and then Homer is singing to it, so obviously he knows the lyrics.
That's true.
So that was a pretty crazy wild thing.
And Jisoo saw it because she reposted it on her stories.
Man, and I love The Simpsons. I like grew up watching The Simpsons when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so.
Me too, but we haven't watched any like of the
oh,
new
God,
seasons.
In years.
There's so many, honestly.
But that was like one of my favorite ones. Like I think like The Simpsons came out when I was like 4 or 3.
Oh damn, it's been that long.
Yeah, they've been up forever.
Yeah.
So good for The Simpsons and good for Blackpink, because that was super cool to see. Let's see. We also have, kind of since we're speaking about Jungkook, actually, you know, he's been trending a lot because it was announced he will be part of the soundtrack, which I didn't even know there's a soundtrack for this, the FIFA World Cup.
Wow.
In Qatar at 2022. So, I mean, I remember he went to film a video there, right?
Yeah.
Music video. Mm-hmm. So that might include why?
Maybe.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say 100%, but 99.9% sure.
Probably.
So, yeah, he's going to be also performing at the opening ceremony. That's freaking
he's
cool.
He's there right now.
Yeah, he is there. I saw
into
that.
He Qatar. Yeah.
So, because, yeah,
so
that's coming
up. He's going to be performing
up.
For the opening ceremony, which I don't know what he's going to perform, though. Like, what song?
We will find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Unless maybe, like, he's worked on something new.
Maybe.
And also, in terms of the World Cup, what was also interesting was there was JYP's ITZY's. So they had a McDonald's commercial about the World Cup.
Oh, it was for the World Cup?
Yeah.
I thought it was just for McDonald's.
I thought it was me too. I thought it was a regular McDonald's commercial, but apparently it's a FIFA World Cup McDonald's commercial.
I was like, oh, are they having a ITZY meal like BTS?
They should, though. I think that would be interesting enough. I mean, obviously, they're not as big as BTS, but it should be interesting enough because, like, we've had some weird meals by, like, some artists that we barely even know, too, right?
Right.
And then, you know, if you want to add, if you want to make an ITZY meal, you can always just give us some photo cards as our, like, the Happy Meal toy, right?
I was like, oh, BTS didn't even do that.
I know.
you have to buy their merch. Yeah.
They should. They need to, like, I wish they did all this. Damn it. Oh, speaking of ITZY, I guess we could talk about it too. Two of our friends, shout out to Kevin and James. They went to New York, caught ITZY's last tour date for mm-hmm. here in the U.S. And they said it was amazing. It was awesome. And it was even more awesome because our friend James dressed up as the Knight from Boys Like You, the mm-hmm. music video by ITZY, mm-hmm. their English song that I actually really like a lot.
It sounds
even
like
though
Taylor Swift.
It sounds like Taylor Swift. And yeah, they noticed him a lot. Like
yeah.
they were looking at him and apparently like, yeah, they caught like he caught Leah's eye like in the beginning when she like they came out because he was not wearing the armor during soundcheck. He had the sign and he said that.
What was his sign?
Boys Like Me or something like that.
Oh,
I forgot.
I see.
And then I think Yeji saw it on accident, like during soundcheck, like really briefly, and started laughing. Apparently, mm-hmm. like so she already knew it was coming, but then didn't know
he was
gonna dress
put
up
on
as
a
knight, as a knight from the music video.
Yeah.
So they even talked and called him out. So that was a cool video that
right.
our friend Kevin like showed us. So they like they're just like talking about him, like that he was the one
that betrayed
them.
Yeah.
And then after that, Leah, which is also his bias, mm-hmm. called him cool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. I mean, like, shit. Like, there's, it's like, unless you experience it yourself, it's like crazy to get those kind of interactions.
Right.
Like, from your,
because you stand out from like
bias.
Thousands, basically.
Yeah. And like, it was in the middle of the concert, too. So, like, everyone, like, eyes on him. Like,
right.
all five members were even looking and laughing and mm-hmm. talking to him, too. So, dang, that's awesome. I'm glad they had like such a great experience. They also ran into one of our Twice friends that we like got baptized with.
Oh, Han.
So Kevin finally met the goat Han.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's like I said, like I think we talked about it once, like K-pop community, like one of our older podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like how like you meet a lot of new friends and new K-pop friends and people like just going to the concerts, getting to know them, and you'll eventually like it's like the same group of people or like usually they're always there for the other concerts too. Like, you'll eventually run into them again too.
Yeah,
because it's like they always want the same kind of seats that you're in, and because, you know, they obviously stand the group and love the group too, right? So that's the kind of cool experiences you get when you get to Barricade too. So excited for that for Blackpink, because we have Blackpink in different areas again. I'm super excited. Just wait for the videos, right?
Mm-hmm. Be plenty.
Yeah, so yeah. And congrats to James, because he's fallen head over heels for Lia even more. This man has been buying photo cards and everything.
Stop calling him out!
Everything possible on Mercari.
Oh, gosh.
So if you have something Lia related, post it. Mm-hmm. You'll buy it. Also, there was some random news that, like, it's like conflicting news.
Yeah.
We're talking about YG again. Icon.
Mm-hmm.
So Icon, apparently, Bobby was gonna leave the group.
Right. That's what was announced, and then YG came back with an official statement saying it wasn't true. So I don't know who is like who is correct or what's going on.
Like, we don't know about that. So if you hear like one end of the story, like one side of it, it might not be true.
It was shocking news. I was like, really? Because you said that he was leaving to go work with B.I., who was the other member from Icon who left too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. So that's what we initially saw. And then we just recently saw another article saying they're denying it.
Right. So I don't know.
So keep an eye out for that. Because, I mean, shit, Icon was super cool. Bobby's pretty dope too. Like, it was cool seeing them on Kingdom and everything too.
Yeah. And then they were just here for a freaking camp, LA, too.
Yeah, and they were just here. We obviously didn't get to go to that day, but it's okay, because I got to see Epic High.
Yes,
Epic Cabo. High was so good. Yeah. Still listening to them, actually, too, like while I'm at work. Also, you know what? 17. So 17, also as another, there's another Japanese music video that dropped from 17.
Yeah, it's called Dream. And then you heard me listening to it and you're like, who is this? Like, because he was in the room and I had the music video playing in the living room, and he's like, who is this?
The way that you say it's like, who is this?
No.
How dare you?
No. He was like,
I'm offended.
No, not in an offended way, but he's like, who is this? They sound really good.
I should have known it was 17.
Yeah, and I was like, it's 17's new, like, Japanese song. And it's called Dream.
Their sound is so good. Damn, their sound is so good.
Yeah.
I love Stray Kids, but damn, 17's music sounds...
I know.
Is like more of, I guess, my style and type.
Yeah, so check that out if you haven't. The music video is really cute, too.
Not to mention, they will be performing here next month with Snoop Dogg, like near Chinatown in LA. So
yeah, that's kind
of a really random event. But
it's like a festival, right? Music festival.
I wonder if tickets are sold out. It's possible, but
I don't know.
It's like a small mini like festival, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's not small anymore, especially if you have Snoop Dogg and 17. But you know what that means. It's not like a full-on concert by them, so...
No, it's just going to be like a few stages probably.
Yeah, maybe like 5-6 songs. But how they perform and like their stage presence, it's going to be worth it too if you're able to go.
Hopefully the stage is big enough for
to fit all of them. Shit, for real.
There's 13 members.
And you also... Look, there's something about The 8?
Oh my god. So The 8 was on Weverse Live. Speaking to Carrot.
I remember now. Yes.
Oh my god! Like, he's so cute. So
this is why a lot of people love him.
Yeah.
And like, I get it now, because like, especially after a story like this too. Because I remember like when we went to the 17 concert, I was like, man, a lot of people like love The 8.
They do.
Because like when they were cheering for his name, I was like, shit, this is loud. Like,
he has a lot.
My ears,
of
I can't
stands.
Hear shit anymore.
But so on his Weverse Live, I guess he one of the Carrots was like saying like, oh, I'm so sad because I didn't pull like a certain photo card. And then The 8 was like, oh, so like, what are you gonna do like if you don't pull that certain photo card? And then the fan was like, be really sad and depressed. And then he's like, what, you're gonna be like depressed for not pulling like one photo card? And he's like, you know what, he's like, I've told you this before, but you should print them yourself. He's like, don't buy them, just print your own photo cards. And then he's like, I'm going to take selfies and post them. And then these are the ones that you should print. So he's telling like Carrots to like not waste their money and then just print their own photo cards. And he's like, don't post this on the internet, or don't like make it viral, because I don't want the company to find out.
I was about to say, This is some kind of
so
piracy.
Funny. But and then so like he went and posted like 4 selfies
they're really
of himself.
Good pictures
yeah.
too. Like they're legit pictures. I was like, oh shit.
I was like, it's nice of him to have like to do that, but it's just not the same.
It's a cool gesture yeah. for sure. Like it's you know, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. But he was speaking because like he's a Chinese member, so he was speaking Chinese for his Weverse live.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. But yeah, like if I print it out myself, the quality is not going to be like a regular photo card. It would just be our like paper.
I know. Some people make their own regular and paper. Stuff. Like the actual like good quality. But then it's just, it's still not the same though.
If you can do it, then yeah. Then yeah. It's going to look nice. Because they're really good high quality photos. Mm-hmm. So that he's just being a homie. He's a real one.
He was really, really a real nice. He looked so proud too when he was saying it. Also, 17 News. That BuzzFeed puppy interview is coming out soon.
Oh.
Next Tuesday.
Just following Stray Kids puppy interview.
Yeah, because like a lot of people were waiting for this one as well, and it's finally coming out next week. I think they dropped like a teaser of Mingyu playing with the puppies already.
Oh, God. I think I saw that too, actually.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one because puppies and K-pop idols that you like, that's always a good thing, right?
Always.
So... Oh, that's it, I think, for...
Well, you have actually something here, like, because, okay, it looks like we have a lot to talk about the boys now. It's like, mm-hmm. Stray Kids and BTS time is coming up, and it's a big chunk right now.
Yeah.
So, just plugging it in there, you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. You could check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Because we do have a lot of videos, and we will be posting more stuff there as we get more videos of Blackpink, obviously.
I don't even know if I have space on my phone.
Oh, you know what? Let me take this time. I want to have, you know, because we actually have a decent amount of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everyone for listening, and I want to say we possibly might have our first... So that's why you should follow us on Instagram.
Mm.
Our first giveaway.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Me either. I literally just thought of it 5 seconds ago. But yeah, I want to do that because I think we are well enough because we are at like nearly like 500 like every week.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty crazy for, you know, coming from where we've come from.
Right.
I'm surprised that there's 500 of you listening to us. So just to show a thank you and appreciation. It's going to be hard for like international shipping, but I think I'd be willing to figure all that out.
Right.
So yeah, it'll be, so just give us a follow right now on Instagram. We will update you on the podcast and also like through IG.
Uh-huh.
So once we figure out what the hell we're going to give away
mm-hmm.
and all those details soon to come as a Christmas present to everyone.
Or
to actually technically to one person, whoever wins. So let's get into Stray Kids and BTS. Your choice, Haley. This is your section.
Wait, there's one small. Oh, well, not small. This is kind of big news. No, MAMA Awards possibly to be held in the U.S.
Yes,
in the future. We don't know when.
In the future.
But wouldn't that be crazy?
The MAMA Awards here. I want Barricade for that shit.
Where would they have it?
I wonder if they're going to, like, how would they do the ticketing? Is it like, you know, because a lot of, it's, you know, usually for K-pop concerts, it's, yeah, you pay for all that stuff, right?
Right.
Or like, for concerts in general. This is more like an award show. So sometimes it's like the ticketing systems for that here are like you sign up for it and hopefully you get chosen. That's why.
Really?
Well, we don't know, though, how they're going to handle it here, but that's what it is for some other places.
Yeah.
So, like, they usually use, like, One Iota and other things. So. Yeah, the MAMA Awards. If it comes to the U.S., because it sounds like they're planning to at least have it once here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because usually the MAMA Awards is, like, everywhere in Asia.
Yeah, like,
you
goes
know,
everywhere.
It goes around Asia.
Korea,
yeah.
Japan, you know, all the... Everywhere.
Singapore, yeah.
So, I hope, shit, that there's that it's going to be here.
Because they're like, damn, the market in the U.S. is doing really well.
That'd
especially
be insane.
Especially off of this year.
All the... Can you imagine? We're gonna be in, like, if you're there and you get to see the group interactions that we always watch and see on videos, see it for ourselves.
I know, it's
and,
crazy.
And like all the awards. Oh man, still think of host Jin and host Dubu.
That was
really,
so long
really good.
Ago.
It was super old, but yeah. So, did you want Stray Kids or BTS?
But because we're speaking about like the MAMA Awards, I'm going to go into the one that's going to be held here. I mean, not here. Soon, like at the end of this year. So, did you know who the hosts are going to be for the MAMA Awards?
I didn't really look any of this over.
So oh, okay.
This is all a surprise to me.
It's going to be for day one is John Somi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then for day two, it's going to be Park Bogum.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they're going to be the hosts for the MAMA Awards.
That means V will definitely show up. Like, Tae is going to be there for the second day somewhere.
Well, yeah. So we'll see.
For his boy. His boy, PBG.
And then, so there's a voting battle going on right now.
Yes. I've been seeing it all over Twitter.
Oh, my God.
I've been seeing the madness.
It's so close. I feel like this is the first year for the Fan Choice Award for MAMA that it's really, really close. Because the past 5 years, it's been BTS. And they just, like, blow everyone out of the water.
BTS obviously just ruled over everything. But...
So guess who...
Who?
...is really... neck and neck with them.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it your other boys?
Oh, yes. Stray Kids. Oh, my God. They're so close, and it keeps going back and forth between the two groups.
The fact that you're saying back and forth means they surpass them sometimes, right?
They do. And that's insane. I think the last time that I looked, Stray Kids was ahead of BTS.
Shit.
And then ARMYs will start voting again, and Stray Kids. It's nuts because, like, let me see. The last time I looked, Stray Kids was in the lead at 24.27%, and BTS was at 24.22%.
Oh, shit, it's that close.
It's really close.
Oh, shit, okay.
And then, like, exciting. I look at, like, all the other nominees, and, like, the rest are so far behind.
Of course.
I think it's, like, 5%.
The fact Stray Kids is touching.
Yeah.
Touching that pinnacle spot, the BTS
that
spot.
That just goes and shows, like, how fucking popular they've gotten. And Stay is, like, freaking, like, the fan base is huge.
They're
now.
They're fighting for their life. It's like, Stays are probably, like, just voting and voting and voting.
I want, like, I'm
Are ARMY, you voting, too? Have you voted?
Yes, I have.
Oh, see?
Stray Kids.
Oh, shit.
I want them to win. I'm an ARMY and a Stay, but honestly, I want Stray Kids to win this.
There, you have it. You heard it.
Yep.
You heard it here. She's
so go vote for Stray Kids, please.
Go vote for whoever you want, to be honest.
And going more into MAMA, so like they've released some of the lineup for it already. BTS's J-Hope is going to be performing his solo. Like he's going to have a solo stage at MAMA.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting for him. And there's like a lot of different collaboration stages too.
Okay.
Have you seen them?
No, I don't know any of this.
You don't
Do you
know.
Want to go? If, just go
oh
over
my
it
God.
Really quickly then. Just quickly.
Quickly.
Because we have a lot of shit to still talk about.
So, wait. For one thing, do you know how to pronounce this group? Because I just found out recently that the G is silent.
So it's Idol?
Yeah. I always thought it was G-Idol.
I'm just going to keep saying G-Idol.
I'm a fucking clown.
No, you're not. Because a lot of us still call them G-Idol.
People are like, the G is silent.
But a lot of people still call them G-Idol. So
anyway, so they're one of the groups. G-Idol is set to perform with a rock band. And then Stray Kids is actually performing too. Three Racha, Bang Chan, Changbin, and Han will be collaborating with Tiger JK. And then the music producer, my God, I can't even talk, from Squid Games. So that's going to be an interesting stage because Bang Chan is a huge fan of Tiger JK. He actually mentioned him in his lyrics for their song Heyday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
Wait,
like,
is this the MAMA? This is what's happening in Japan, isn't it?
Yes.
Shit. You know, I realized it because I was reading the notes and I saw the last groups.
Yeah. That's why.
I was like,
you don't know?
Shit.
Look
I
at
do
these
know.
Fucking
I didn't,
people.
I didn't
Look
realize.
At this lineup.
I forgot this is the Japan. The one that happening in Japan.
Yeah. So
yes.
And then all 32 members of the fourth generation girl groups.
Oh, shit.
IVE, Kepler, Enmix, Le Sserafim, and NewJeans.
Oh, my God.
Are confirmed to take the stage together for a major collaboration on the first day.
You can't hear me, but I'm punching the air right now because I cannot believe this
freaking
lineup.
Isn't that fucking nuts? That's like all the groups, especially for our friends, Kevin and James, that they fucking stan. So it's like...
That's true.
Yeah, so they're all
like
going to be...
This is definitely a Kevin lineup.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's really huge, actually. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, all those girl groups, all those fourth gen. So, yeah. I think that's all I have for the Mama. And I think, like, they're gradually going to be releasing more, you know, more groups that are going to be performing. But these are the ones that are the collaboration stages only. So,
yeah. Damn. That's pretty crazy. Are we going to fly to Japan when this happens or what?
When is this? In December?
I have no idea. I do not know the details of all this stuff.
I was like, if you want to go, I don't mind. It's going to be cold because I keep telling you. I was like, the tickets for Japan are actually cheaper in November and December. So,
because yeah, you will freeze your ass off. So with that said, so are we going with Stray Kids, who apparently you are voting for more so? Or are we going to go with BTS because... you know, you've been leaving them behind now.
It kind of ties, I mean, they tie into each other a lot, HYBE and JYP. So I'll just start with Stray Kids. They finished, because I feel like there's more for BTS, that's why. Stray Kids just finished up their Jakarta concert. So now they're done. They're not done, but for now, until like next year, they're not doing their concerts for Maniac right now. So I'm guessing they're going to be doing more, like, seasonal promotions for, like, Christmas
and
stuff.
That makes sense, yes.
So, guess who are Hype Boys at the concert? Seungmin sang Hype Boy by New Jeans.
So, this is at the Jakarta one. This is cool. If you've seen the clips of it.
Oh, my God.
He was singing Seungmin.
He sounds so good.
Our In-N-Out Boy was singing Hype Boy. So, that's Hype Boy number one.
So, he was singing it, and guess who was dancing? Changbin, Lino, and Hyunjin were Hype Boys dancing at the concert.
First off, we know Hyunjin already dances Hype Boy. Yes. Second, dude, Changbin and Lino,
they
know this dance.
Yeah, especially Changbin. I was so, like, impressed. I kept rewatching that video because I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. He looks so happy.
They are true Hype Boys.
And Lino, my God, I haven't seen him smile that big in so long. Like, he was so happy to be doing that dance.
Dude. That was a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
So they are definitely one of us. Yeah. They are my brethren.
So I feel like all of Stray Kids are really like Hype Boys. So that was cool to see.
I'm gonna have that sign. Should I have a sign when we see them?
I actually
Changbin, you're my Hype Boy.
Oh, I was actually, because I'm writing down ideas for like the signs for them, and I was like, I'm gonna make one for Changbin. Changbin, be my Hype Boy. Something like that. But yeah.
You should do it. I'll hold the same thing. Okay. I'll hold it for Lino, and he's going to go off.
Lino's going to be so savage, though. He's so mean to his fans.
That's why. I don't think I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you're not ready for him to break your heart. You're right.
Because I need to scare away Bang Chan again.
Oh, no, poor Bang Chan. And I also saw at the Jakarta concerts that they were allowed to film during soundcheck, which I'm so bitter about. What? We went to 3 sound checks for freaking Stray Kids, and they were so strict.
They were going to, like, kick you out, basically.
Yeah, so...
if they caught you with a phone your hand.
That was not fair. But also at their concert, they added Case 143 and FAM to their set list. Oh, I want to see Case 143 and FAM. But
I'm sad. I know. They took away...
They took out Scars.
Damn it. I really like that song,
My too. Pace and Top. But then the thing is, like... Next year, they might change it again, so we don't know.
We don't know.
But I definitely think Case 143 will be in the
new
set
list. At
least
we will finally see it.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
Chani, because they've been busy with the concert.
Ah, Chani's room, right?
Yeah. So he is so loyal to doing, like, his uploads, because he said he was 2 episodes behind, so he filmed 2 episodes of Chani's room after the concert. And, like, each Chani's room is, like, at least an hour long. I'm like, damn, he's not tired.
What a guy. That's our leader. Fearless leader.
Yeah. So, he's Chani. I watch both of them. And it's always entertaining. But one of the ones that stood out for me was for his... Because it was episode 182. He's like, welcome to Chani's room. It is episode 182, which is exactly my height. And then he looked off camera. He's like... And he was, like, laughing. Because, obviously, he's not 182 centimeters.
Oh, my God.
Poor short king.
I was thinking Blink-182.
Oh. And then he read a ton of pickup lines from State. And then he also talked about that he's waiting for Spy Family Season 2 and Chainsaw Man to finish so he can binge watch.
Ah, he's a binger.
Yeah. Also because he said that he's been so busy.
Well, he's busy. That makes sense. So, I mean, his is understandable.
Yeah,
too,
but
sure.
So, like, that's cool because, like, those are two of our top animes that we've been watching.
Yeah.
And really loving this season.
Like, this season.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Bang Chan is still Bang Chan. That's why he's my bias.
Yeah.
And also, it's fine. Like, I feel like, you know, you're either one of those... For anime watchers, you're one of the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a binger,
mm-hmm.
or you're the one that
watches
weekly.
Or you can be both. I feel like I'm
It depends
both.
On the situation,
yeah.
and depends if, like, you know,
the
anime's
series
already is
already been
done.
Out. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was pretty cool to hear him say that he's going to binge it whenever it's all done.
Yeah, there's, like, specific animes that we can binge and others that... I
a little
get,
more
yeah,
difficult.
I have, like...
to continue.
Low attention span, I guess. Yeah, so.
AKA her phone distracts her.
Yeah, I guess
which is
so.
Always,
distracts.
Which is glued to her hand. anyways.
It's part of my body.
I think that's it for Stray Kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about the other boys, in this case, BTS. Because
mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of stuff actually going on for BTS as well.
Oh, yep.
First off, Bang, PD.
Mm-hmm.
The man himself wants to thank BTS and ARMY for the growth of HYBE. You're very welcome because, hell yeah, we made that grow. You guys wouldn't probably have made HYBE if you didn't make all this money from ARMY. So, yeah, you're welcome.
I know. Freaking. But then the BTS doing Dynamite really pushed them through the roof, I think.
Oh, I see what you...
What?
Literally, right? Like, pushed them, you know, exploded through the roof because of Dynamite.
Oh, I didn't think of that, but
blew
yeah,
them,
sure.
Popped off through the roof. Okay.
Blew
Anyways.
Out.
I was reaching. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, that makes sense. Because Big Hit and then turned into HYBE because they were able to, you know, kind of afford becoming this huge, like, the
Yeah, now they
the
have,
big
like,
four,
so
part of the
many
big four.
Freaking, like groups under their umbrella now
so
of HYBE.
So now it's like, I feel like, yeah, they might be even the biggest one out of the big four, right?
Oh, yeah. They have so
At
many
point,
groups that are, like,
insane.
Up there, basically.
Especially after they took over Pledis, which includes, like, 17.
Right, that's why.
And holy shit,
under
all
them? Their,
all their new girl groups have been doing super good. Aside from Garam, like, that whole problem that happened with her.
Yeah.
The Seraphim is still coming out strong. Like, Anti-Fragile is doing super well. And I don't even need to say anything else about NewJeans. Like... Shit.
I think JYP is doing really well, too, though.
That's true. I mean, they're doing really well actively, too, especially with Stray Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Under their belt. But overall, yeah. HYBE
right,
is
HYBE has it.
HYBE has it, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, also, Run BTS. We all know the song. We all know the show.
Yes.
We all know the dance, yes. because they did dance it for that concert. But they just finally released... One of my favorite things in the world.
Yep. There's
dance practice.
Mm-hmm.
So dance practice video released. And following dance practice, the video, is it like a music video? Kind of.
It's
like
dance
practice
video. Yeah.
Following that on YouTube, there were like hundreds of thousands of reels, memes, GIFs that blew up everywhere because of everything going on. We got freaking Jimin's shirt has his its own choreography
and
a mind of its own.
Because he was wearing this, like, loose gray sweater, and it had, like, holes in it. So every time he was, like, you know, the choreography is, like, freaking crazy. He throws up his arms. Like, his whole freaking sweater lifts off, and you can see his stomach and his nipples and everything.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate nips, baby.
Chocolate nips.
And then we have... That's not the only thing that was gray.
Ugh.
We got Tay's bulge.
I was like, why is he wearing
super
gray sweatpants?
His super thin... Loose sweatpants.
He did that on
of
purpose.
Of course, we would do it. But yeah, so he was wearing.
I was like, there's no way that he can't know.
You could zoom in on certain parts and you know exactly where he's packing the heat.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Jenny. there's that going on. And also, I mean, there's like a lot of stuff going on, but also, more importantly, who took over the internet?
Oh my God. Everyone's a Yoongi simp.
Aaron
now.
Yoongi. Aaron Yeager.
Referring to Aaron Yeager. His hair literally looked like Aaron Yeager's hair.
Like we're talking about the Jungkook samurai tie back.
Mm-hmm. It's like a half ponytail.
So, everyone looks good with this hair, to be honest. I wish we could have seen like all of them wearing it at the same time.
Honestly, all their hair is long enough to be tied back like that. They should have done this whole choreo video all wearing
Dude,
the same
Dude, that was so
hairstyle.
Sick. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Because all the hair is so long. It can be tied up like that.
So, literally, I've just been seeing on the daily, like, obviously, Marry Me, Yoongi was a thing. Now it's even worse.
Oh, God.
And there's also that thing where there's, like, brides chasing someone, and yep. It's Yoongi.
Yep.
With his tie back hair.
Yep. Everyone who wasn't a Yoongi stan is now simping over him.
Is now getting
hardcore.
Wrecked, super hard.
Because of that hairstyle.
So Yoongi Wrecker right there made his appearance. Mm-hmm. So it was really good dance, too. Like, this video has been...
Oh, they go hard.
This video and the dance itself is really good. So hard that we will go back to where I confused myself earlier in the podcast.
Yeah.
That a lot of different HYBE groups are actually dancing to it.
Yeah, so...
It was super cool mm-hmm. to see, actually.
So it started with J-Hope and then Yoongi and Jimin. They did, I think it was it on TikTok?
It
and then,
like
an Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
They did, like, a part of the Run BTS choreo. And basically, it's the Run Challenge. So, you know, this is very popular between the idol community, K-pop idols. They select a part of the dance, and then they want their fans or, like, even K-pop idols from other groups to dance to it.
Exactly.
Because it's a challenge.
And besides, like, the other most recent one before this
mm-hmm.
was the Anti-Fragile one.
Yes.
Because you probably have been seeing Anti-Fragile being danced everywhere by a lot of different people. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So now,
and then even before that, I was like, when he got confused, was Hype Boy.
Hype Boy, yes, the Hype Boy one. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to see BTS relevant and actually having, like, a dance thing that's actually, like,
yeah.
going viral. It's kind of cool.
It is really cool. So, like, all the HYBE artists who were doing the Run dance challenge that I've seen was Le Sserafim. So, like, the whole group
yes,
did
that was
it.
Awesome. Yes.
They nailed
they
it
also
so good.
They also, I mean, because they're really good. Like,
mm-hmm.
all these new gen groups.
They know
Damn,
how to dance.
They're good dancers, like, for real.
Yeah.
But what's also funny is that Le Sserafim also, like, dropped randomly, like, an ab workout video, like what Kazuha
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was actually pretty funny, too.
That's
that
cool.
They had each member
Work
also do it.
Work out with Kazuha.
So, yeah. Anyways, who else? In Hypen,
Nikki and Jungwon danced to it. New Jeans,
Minji and Hyerin.
Hoshi from Seventeen.
Ah, yes, Hoshi.
Of course,
he would.
The main dancer. TXT Yeonjun.
I wish they had Mingyu.
Of course.
Of course. Oh, that one's too obvious.
Right.
He would.
So while all these HYBE artists are doing this Run BTS dance challenge, our other boys in JYP are doing the Groove Back. Is that what the song
yes.
is called? JYP's song Groove Back Dance Challenge.
I saw
Jihyo so
and Momo do it.
The dance is so simple, but it's freaking hilarious.
It's kind of long, actually, for like what it is.
Yeah.
You're actually like, oh my God, this is actually going too long.
So I think I even saw like a video of JYP because he put out this dance challenge for the Groove Back. And then for like the fans who have been doing it, he put out a video like critiquing the videos that he had seen, and he was like saying like, no, you have to like roll your hips this way in this certain way.
For reals?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He critiques like the fans
this
and stuff.
Guy.
He's like trying to like teach them how to dance it properly, basically. And then so some of the groups that have been doing this challenge from JYP were, of course, Stray Kids.
Of course.
Seungmin, Ayan, and
probably
Felix.
This is probably part of their contract, knowing JYP. It's like, you guys better freaking dance my dance.
Right. Twice, Jihyo and Momo. Ninziu, ITZY, and X-Denary Heroes. From
Which
what I've
Which is crazy,
because
it's like
sure
X-Denary Heroes are the rock group. So
yeah, so the whole freaking rock group was made
even
to dance.
Even they were forced at JYP gunpoint.
Under the whip. Yeah, so that's what has been going around. It's pretty interesting. I like watching those, honestly.
It is kind of... It's cool to see. Especially, like, when they actually have members dance with other group members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Anti-Fragile, I really enjoyed it when Hyerin and Yunche were, like, dancing together, too.
Right.
So, with that said, that's enough dance practice
mm-hmm.
for today. That's enough of Tae's bulge for the week. RM is scheduled to have a solo. I'm actually excited for it.
Yeah.
December 2nd. Because I love his solo stuff.
Yeah, his album is called Indigo.
Indigo, and, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, honestly, like, his music is so good.
If you haven't listened to some of his, like, solo tracks,
mm-hmm.
do yourself a favor and check them out, because, damn, they're really good. He'd be a really good solo artist,
right.
too.
Right. So excited to see what or hear what he has.
I wonder how the sound is going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope it's like stuff like, you know, frick, I always bring it up. Soul.
Yeah.
I love that song so
much.
That's
going to be our Spotify most listened to song of 2020.
I
hope so.
I'm going to make it happen. I should just put it on repeat.
Yeah.
Every day. So that's super exciting. Excited for that. Jin. You know, we watched him game. We watched him do so many crazy ass things.
Mm-hmm.
But we love all his series. Like, even like the Maple Story series. Right. All the things they do when they follow him, it's just like pure gold.
It's comedy. Not like, intentionally.
Non-intentional comedy. Like, it's just funny because it's Jin. So he had the alcohol making thing. That was really cool.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yes,
so good. So check
he
that out.
He made makgeolli, his own makgeolli,
which is like a rice
alcohol, basically.
I don't know if it's like wine or like more like soju or like that, but it was totally entertaining per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this man, I told this to Haley a mm-hmm. long time ago before, because yes. we would go to the Korean market. We always, you know, we pick up our usual stuff, including ramyeon.
Yeah.
And of course, we'd always see Jin, the Jin ramen.
Yeah, the brand.
The actual brand, yeah. Jin. So, and I remember saying it a long time ago when I was just getting into BTS. I'm like, man, Jin should do a collaboration with Jin ramen.
Yeah, Jin should be the face of Jin ramen, because that makes sense, right?
Guess what?
It happened.
They finally listened to our collective beehive thoughts.
It was put out into the... What is it called when you shout it out into the universe?
To the universe. And yes, not just your universe, my universe.
Yes.
Yeah? Featuring Coldplay?
Yep.
Actually, Coldplay featuring BTS? Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. Is it Coldplay song or is it?
It's Coldplay featuring BTS.
So, yeah. So, Jin, actually, before he's going on his, you know, his deployment, he partnered up with Jin Ramen.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of pretty awesome pictures of him advertising
Jin
ramen.
It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And I'm happy that it finally happened. Speaking of pictures, he's also been wrecking people, because I saw there was him in a sailor outfit.
Oh, so this is for his photo folio. You know how each member has been putting out a photo folio?
So this is the photo folio?
This is Jin's book.
Damn.
So I guess he chose the theme of, like, he's in like a Navy sailor uniform, military uniform.
He's basically reminding us why he's called Worldwide Handsome.
Oh my god. I kept telling Joko, I was like, I'm not even a Jin simp, but these pictures are fucking like making me simp hard for him.
They look
seeing
so
him
good.
That in that uniform. And then his other theme was pirates.
Oh yeah.
Which I fucking love pirates.
So it's like, this man
Pirates
knows what
of
he's
the Caribbean.
Doing. He knows
basically.
What he's doing.
So, like, I Captain Jin, basically. So
Jin is, you know, doing as much as he can before he goes and leaves us for a little bit. But he's left us to take care of ourselves, right? He taught us to take care of ourselves in the music video, The Astronaut.
And wait for him.
And last but not least, taking over for Gamer Jin is Gamer Tae.
Oh, Lord, this man.
So, apparently, like, he went on, I don't know where it was. Was it VLive or something? Or Weverse Live. So, he was going to game. He was supposed to game with Jungkook.
Yes, I saw that.
Jungkook actually just kind of left him and told him he had stuff to do with his family.
Yeah,
so, unfortunately.
Understandable.
So, he's, you know, he kept his promise to the people. He played by himself, at least. Like, with other people. He played, like, online games.
With fans.
So I don't know how people realized it was him, but he played Fall Guys.
You know how they realized?
No,
I don't know if you saw the video that I sent. Probably not, because you were busy at work today. There was an army that was like, oh my god, I think I'm playing with Tae. Because she was watching his Weverse Live, and then she was logged into Fall Guys at the same time. And she's like, wait, it's the same screen on his V Live.
You could see.
Oh, not his V Live. Weverse Live. Yeah. So she's like, oh my god, I think Tae's in my freaking game. And it was him. So, like, she could see it happening live from his Weverse Live and on her screen. So, she was playing with him. So,
that's
I think that's how people realized.
Cool.
It was just, like, random. But
it's
then
so cool, though.
People that are watching his live were like, oh, my God, I'm playing with him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What a crazy experience to have.
But then...
he also played Among Us.
Oh, my goodness.
Which we all know, you know, it's one of those more popular games, like... you've probably seen how they look like.
If it
you
got
just grew
so
up among us,
during
never
like
seen it.
Pandemic, I feel.
Yes, you're right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We even played it.
So he was playing Among Us, and I don't know how, but yeah, someone else realized it was him.
Yep.
and went on a killing spree and killed everyone except him just to be next to him.
Yeah.
And look like he's kissing, or he or she is kissing him, which is hilarious. I've seen all the videos, like the edits. It's so funny. Like, once they figured out,
It was Tay. Yeah.
Like, he murdered everyone right in front of Tay, and you can see his face like, what? What's going on?
Yeah, he's like, what's going on? Even the same with the Fall Guys thing, because, like, he wasn't, like, obviously first to the finish line, but then all the fans had stopped and didn't pass the finish line, and they were pushing him to finish first, and then he, like, was clapping at himself. He's like, yay, yeah. I won.
Jesus Christ.
But also, just like Jin, he makes sexual sounds when he's fucking gaming. I'm like, are you kidding me, Tay?
It's, I think, a natural thing for males.
Moaning when he was playing, like when he's trying to jump up in a certain area.
It's a male
thing. I'm like, God damn it, Tay, why?
Edit that. Someone save that to the soundboard, please.
Oh my God. Him and Jin, especially.
So that was super cool, though. Like, he kept his promise and he played with a bunch of army. And so if you're one of those lucky army, damn, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
So I think that may be it for K-pop because we are almost at the 1 hour mark. Yep. But we did mention a little bit of anime because we watched the One Piece film Red.
Yes.
Like in theaters. Mm-hmm. Like I think on the last day, like it was even showing globally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Oh my God. So good.
Easily my favorite One Piece film.
It's so good.
Like I know some people might complain that there's too much singing, but it makes sense because that's her devil fruit.
Yeah, Uta's devil fruit is the sing-sing fruit. Of course, there's going to be singing.
But the way they incorporated it
is so clever. And honestly,
she's like an idol.
Mm-hmm. I love.
I don't want to spoil like the actual details and everything, but yeah, so it's really, really good. And they already kind of spoiled it. Mm. Like, you know, in trailers that she's quote unquote like Shanks's daughter.
Right.
Right. So you need to watch it because I feel like for sure this could be canon in the way that the whole film and everything, I think it is canon.
It is canon, yeah.
It's just so good. Like, the way that they set everything up. And my favorite part I don't want to spoil it all, a lot of cool characters.
There's lots of feel-good moments.
There's feel-good moments because of all the past characters that, if you've read all the manga, if you've read and watched all the anime and got through everything, that I'm looking at you, Alabasta, because that was the hardest shit to get through.
Alabasta.
But also, I'm talking about even getting to, you know, especially, I'm blanking out. It's like with CP9, what is that?
Water 7?
Water 7, thank you very much. Right? There were so many characters. And it was so good. Seeing Barto also. And
oh my God, I love him.
All the moments. You need to watch it because as a true fan and stuff, when you see all the moments of like interactions and things going on between other, you know, like, characters that you wouldn't think would like interact with each other. Oh my God.
You know who also
it's amazing.
Loves One Piece?
Who?
Stray Kids. That's like their top freaking anime. They've said it before, so I'm wondering if they saw the movie.
I hope they did.
It's
they
so
would love
good.
It.
I want to buy it because I love it. Like, the soundtrack is so good too.
It really is. Haley's been listening on Spotify
and
YouTube.
I love Uta. She's so cute.
She's like a good character.
So much I love her that I'm going to probably cosplay her next year.
You should. 100%. I'm all for that. So yeah, that was super great. I cannot wait to see it again when Haley gets it on like Blu-ray or something.
Yeah, whenever it comes out.
I'm sure there's going to be a cool like addition for it too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check it out if you're, you know, if you're a fellow One Piece fan, definitely check it out when you have the chance and opportunity because you won't be let down.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about not being let down, Ash Ketchum, aka Satoshi.
Ash Ketchum?
Ketchum, Ash Ketchup.
Ass Ketchup.
And A.K.A. Satoshi, right? Mm-hmm. In Japan. He finally did it. 25 damn years later, and he's like, what? Only aged like a year
he's
or
only
something?
10. So 11.
He finally did it, and they like live streamed that episode when he won. He is now the champion.
The master, right?
They live broadcasted this in Shibuya.
Damn, it was that much of like
on
a
Shibuya Crossing.
It's like a historical moment.
It is
for Pokemon.
For our childhood, this is the moment. This is
he
when
fucking won.
This is when
finally.
Like land was discovered or like Einstein discovered shit, whatever he discovered.
Yes, he won.
He won the like I won I kind of want to slowly watch it. Go. The last time I watched the anime was so long ago.
Johto
was when I last watched
it. It's hard to keep up with it. And I feel like the only time that we keep up with the Pokemon is through the games.
I saw a little bit, well, obviously, because, you know, you see the pictures. Some of his, like, team mm-hmm. makeup. I'm so excited and happy he won with a Gengar.
Oh, my God.
It's I want to see, like, how that happened, too. Like, how he has, like, a Gengar and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't... Because all these new Pokemon he has, even when he attempted...
And Dragonite, too, right?
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I'm excited. I want to see, like, this whole progress. Because the last things I remember are, like, Butterfree and shit. Which I saw a spoiler scene.
Yeah.
Like, a brief one. Like, all his starter Pokemon from the original Kanto, like, in the beginning.
Aww. Were they Pikachu. There?
You'll see. We'll eventually watch it. It's freaking awesome. So, like Butterfree was there, too.
I was like, he still has Pikachu, like, who's probably, like, level 10,000.
Pikachu is...
OP, for sure.
Yeah, you're right. It should be actually level, like, a million.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Probably after everything, after everything that Pikachu has been through. So, yeah, that's super exciting. I cannot wait to finally catch up and see it myself, because I don't want to just watch the episode. I want to see how he gets each of our Pokemon. So, we have a long way to go. We just need to, like... Just put it in the background. That's what we should be watching. We've just been watching SpongeBob during lunch. And definitely going to do that. And last but not least, Ghibli is going to do a little Star Wars, you know, those little shorts mm-hmm. that Star Wars mm-hmm. on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Ghibli is going to be doing one of Grogu. And,
Hasn't it been done?
The Dust Bunnies with, I think it's already done.
Yeah, I think it's out.
I haven't watched it yet, but no, I want to check that out. The Dust Bunnies from Totoro.
The
black ones, right?
Oh, that is Totoro. But then they're also in Spirited Away, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're everywhere. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, watch One Piece. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. And I need to catch up to everything else. Wow. That's it. We did it. We made it. Did you guys make it? Are you live? Are you gone? You're probably gone by now. I totally understand if you're gone. But if you're still here, thank you very much for joining us. Give us, like I said, more importantly, more than ever, give us a follow. Subscribe, like, on not just the podcast itself, which we also appreciate. And if you guys leave us a review or a rating.
Five golden stars.
No. Yes. But also on Instagram and TikTok. But Instagram, because we will be posting on there. We'll also try to post on TikTok about this last minute Christmas giveaway mm-hmm. that I want to give to everyone. And that way we could message you on Instagram. It's a lot easier.
Right.
Way easier. So check us out there. Thank you for joining us, as always. And until the next episode, which will be after Blackpink, which you will probably be seeing a bunch of new uploads for Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we have different angles of Barricade again.
Yep.
From the extended stage.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that. Thank you very much for joining us. Wherever you are in the world, take care, stay safe. And as always,
peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.